This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. And now let's continue with Revelation 14, the 144,000. Here's Dr. Davis.
I learned this from Dr. David Jeremiah years ago, and he made this statement, and it has stuck with me for a long time. When you are God's person doing God's will, you are immortal until God is finished with you. This means that you are under God's protection, in His control, until your job is finished. So I want to say to those of you out there, even listening to this radio program and understanding what goes on in the tribulation, to know that God often works in remnants, and He has preserved a remnant of the 144,000 through the tribulation to accomplish His will and to evangelize the nations. He still operates like that today. So when we are ordained by God to do a certain purpose, and the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? So whatever comes your way, if you're in the will of God, you are immortal until God is finished, and until that purpose is accomplished. And my friend Keith preached before and said, God is the author of the narrative. He writes the story. He also controls the timetable. So if we are in Him, we are His, and our destiny is determined in Him, not in our own efforts. All we have to do is have faith and believe and be faithful, and God will take care of us, much like He preserved the 144,000. So they are preserved in their ministry, was the first characteristic of them. Also, they are peerless in their ministry. And what I mean by peerless, they are alone. There is no one else that is redeemed except them. The song which the 144,000 sang was not known by anyone else in heaven, not the four living creatures or the 24 elders. They have their own special anointing. They have their own special purpose. No one can sing to the Lord what they can, because no one has been sealed and preserved by God as they have been. This is another evidence of their uniqueness. All of us are unique in our calling to God, but collectively the 144,000 have a specific purpose for a certain time. But in this day and time, you know, the church is more in competition with each other rather than synergistic partnerships. But I think there is enough work to go around where all of us have a specific purpose in God, and it is unique according to our giftings, which we should not be used for competition. Rather than, we should be in partnerships. The next characteristic of the 144,000 is they were pure in their ministry. So I just want to read verse 4 again to reemphasize their pureness. They are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever He goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. The text says that they had not defiled themselves with women. It makes it sound like they are men. But then it says they are virgins, which it makes it sound like they are women. This statement, some believe it is about sexual purity when really it is about spiritual purity. The verse has the same meaning as 2 Corinthians 11, chapter 11, verse 2. I'm going to turn there to read chapter 11, verse 2. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.